I'm Candace Ludlow. Tensions are mounting yet again in regard to school consolidation. The Shelby County Commission filed suit to stop referendums on municipal schools, alleging that part of the intent is to create racially segregated schools. Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. He says that all parties will appear before federal Judge Hardy Mays on Monday.
The latest wrinkle will be a status conference Monday before federal Judge Hardy Mays. Judge Mays, in announcing that hearing and setting the date for it, has granted the third-party motion. That means that he will hear the third-party motion and then decide on its merits. This was a two-part process in filing the motion. The first, the judge had to agree to hear it, and then the judge would have decided it, so now he's agreed to hear it. We still don't know at this point if it will be an open hearing or not. Kind of what I think everybody is hoping that we'll get is that we'll get some kind of time frame for how he's going to decide this case, when he's going to decide this case. Will we have an election while he's working on a decision, or will the elections be stopped?
So it's possible. It is quite possible then that the referendums can go ahead and move forward, but not have the votes counted?
The votes would be counted. They wouldn't be certified.
And why is it that the county commission has filed or decided to jump into the suit again?
The county commission looked at May's original ruling from August and said he has not decided the issue of municipal schools specifically. He has decided, and the settlement that came later among all of the parties mapped out how the school consolidation works, but no decisions were made on the issue of municipal school districts. Now that those items are on the ballot, those yes or no questions are on the ballot, the county commission said the issue is ripe, and they filed their action before Judge Mays, and Judge Mays has agreed with them on the point of whether or not it's ripe for a decision.
Okay, so on July 9th, it's possible that Judge Mays could decide to halt the election where early voting starts on the 13th?
Yes, he could either do that, or he could say, here's what the schedule is, have your responses in by a certain date, and we'll see what happens from there. Or he could say, the election's going to go forward, we just won't certify the results, and file your motions accordingly.
Have you seen anything like that happen before?
I've seen it in a couple of cases. Elections are very sensitive things in terms of how a court deals with them, because first of all, it involves another branch of government, and second of all, it's a vote. It's a popular vote that's going to decide a very important issue. I think courts in general are hesitant to, first of all, set aside a vote that's already taken place, and second of all, maybe a little less hesitant, but still hesitant to stand in the way of an issue that's on its way to the ballot.
So it's really hard then to kind of armchair this and figure out what Mays might do.
Yeah, I think so. There are so many options that could happen. And, of course, on Friday afternoon, several of the suburban towns and cities are considering becoming parties to the lawsuit themselves now that the issue has reached this whole part about municipal school districts. So we could have even more parties to what was already a pretty busy lawsuit in terms of plaintiffs and defendants.
Bill Dries, thanks for the insight.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News.